Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 95. That's by Spimi Shir for Men, Shir number 95. We're talking now about expanding commitment because being committed and loyal to your wife gives you an opportunity to be truly known by your wife, by another human being. Today, unfortunately, in the world, marriage and commitment are getting a lot of bad press. Even in our circles, marriage is looked upon negatively. These jokes seep in. It represents negative aspects. People focus on the challenges without seeing the beauty and the great opportunity that it actually is. And the high divorce rate is very, very sad. Sadly, many are robbed of the joy and satisfaction that comes with dedicating oneself to long-term love of one person, which is your wife. There is a joy and delight of that committed type of love that is there quietly for people who experience it. They don't talk about it much because it's a very private thing. But there is a beauty and a drive and a joy that comes with it. There's some even famous actors and celebrities. Not too often does it happen because a lot of them have a real twisted view of marriage. But there's famous people, this Carl Reiner, who was a comedy writer for in the 60s. And what's your favorite things that you like doing, he was asked. Helping my wife cook dinner. Another one said when they were interviewed, the love and respect of my husband. What's your favorite thing? Spending a nice quiet evening with my wife. What's yours? Spending the Sunday lunch that I have with her. The other one said cuddling with my husband. The other one said hanging out with my wife. The other one said a quiet dinner with my husband. The other one says holding my husband's hand. Another one said, feeling the warmth of my wife's laughter, what it brings. These are from the rich and famous people that you don't hear much this type of talk from them. But there are these rare exceptions. In daily, everyday examples, you look through and you research it, what people show, how they show their loyalty. One of them, a wife, wrote to her husband every day for a year when he was stationed in the Persian Gulf. Another one, the husband started a startup company. The wife supported full force. Another one, a husband took on a second job so his wife should quit her job to get the RN certification, a registered nurse certification that she truly needed and wanted. Husband and wife taking turns getting up for the baby at night. A wife arranging for all of her husband's siblings to surprise him on a visit for his 40th birthday. Wife that wakes up in the morning, how can I show love to my husband today? A husband saying a prayer of thanks every night for his wife and for his family. A husband and wife, even after 53 years, still going to sleep together and holding each other every single night and enjoying every single night and appreciating it. One of them, a wife, has a beautiful voice, soft voice, and in bed, just they hold each other and she sings to him when he has a stressful day and has trouble sleeping. All of these examples, these are just tidbits of examples. They're not public news. They're not talked about. It's private, which it should be. Of course it should be. But this concept of beautiful marriages, even with bumps in the road and midos that happen, there's anger, there's frustration, things happen, but these beautiful things are there and they could be there. If a couple works very hard to get it there, it will be there. Commitment is the concept being is that it involves just more than just showing up in the same house and just representing yourself as a couple. There's two types of commitment. There's something called a constraint commitment, which is a bidiyeved, and a dedicated commitment, which is a lechatchila. Constraint commitment, which is a bidiyeved, refers to you staying in a relationship because you don't want the consequences of getting out of the relationship, like you lose money, split property, disappoint others, being single, or you just settle, even if you're not wanting to really be divorced and you're just afraid to because of the headaches, even if you decide you want to stay married, but you're staying it in a parava neutral zone, that's bidiyeved. That's a constraint commitment. You're committing based on necessity, not because of true love, of true dedication. Then there's something called the ketchila, a dedicated commitment. Staying together because of the gratification. First of all, you recognize Hashem wants this, and the investment of it and the beauty of it. And some people, you know, the secular, when they have a physical relationship before marriage, it's like cohabiting. It's the same thing. You're roommates just with sex. That's all it is. And even marriage, if you look at it that way, you're just using the sexual aspects just to get by with what is needed there, is an extremely sad thing. It's an extremely sad thing. Some people fear commitment. That's why they don't get married. Or even when they're married, they try to avoid the commitment part of the marriage. The focus on the negative is a problem. When you commit, which is an achrayis, but if you focus on the positive of it, one person every morning of the for a year wrote in a journal five things that she was grateful for. It's a simple activity, but if you do it and you think about it and you contemplate it, you get a radiant look on your face. You start believing things. You do this looking at positive points of your husband and your wife. You see how it expands your commitment. It creates a beauty in it. Very, very important, you say. Commitment does not have to be an oil. It is an achrayis, but it is a tremendous, tremendous bracha. When you do things when you're not in the mood will come subsequently, and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. This Pat Love interviewed 1,500 couples for her other book called Hot Monogamy. Maybe we'll take parts of that book as well and discuss that. But she looked and saw that the most satisfying and deeply committed people in marriages were ordinary people. The ones you would see in the mall or a grocery store. It's like they have a secret that they're not telling anyone. So they don't talk about it because, of course, this type of commitment is a deep connection of a very private and precious sort. Even with non-Jews, they don't just simply talk about their marriages, the ones that have really, really good ones. They keep it to themselves. It's a private thing between themselves, so we don't see it. But she interviewed people. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of people that are like that. And even if it's not that way now, it could be that way. It's an idea of committing to have a deeper connection. What is this deeper connection? First of all, when you have an intimate connection, it energizes you. It takes you to heights beyond, even if someone experienced infatuation in the past, and you think now it goes downhill once that infatuation is over. You work through it, the true love, it gets better and better with time. Right? In the infatuation stage, you may have a period of connection that lasts 6 months, a year and a half, where you talk and listen and touch and have fun, take pleasure of life ordinary occurrences. Even a simple dinner is you stare at each other, you have sensual exchanges, and those, it deepens the connection. And, you know, infatuation, when used the right way, is indeed, it could be a bracha if you use the right way. Use the wrong way, it could be a disaster. Using the right way could be a vehicle for bracha. But the idea is that after that is gone, or even if you never had it, you start experiencing each other's touch, experiencing each other listening to one another. To start as individuals making connections by paying attention, by being attuned to one another. That is really the insight here. Very often people fear connection. That's why, number one, they avoid marriage altogether. And number two is, even if they're in a marriage, the marriage is strained or separate, or they drift apart, or they hold each other in, you know, in arm's length away because of that fear of connection. Also, the vulnerability of connecting. There's a few reasons why doing this. They say, if I let myself get too close to you, even in a marriage, you're already married, but if I get myself too close to you, I lose some of my freedom and I sacrifice my individuality. This doesn't necessarily need to be the case. We talked about this before. You could have individuality, maintaining your identity, having respect for your identity, and at the same time being extremely close and allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And then the other one, which is a more common fear, is fear of loss. If I come so close to you, then either you will leave me and that'll be devastating, or you will hurt me and that would be devastating. And these two common fears of, number one, being controlled. You're worried that if you're too close, you'll lose your freedom and you'll be controlled. And number two is being left and abandoned. Doesn't necessarily mean leaving them, getting abandoned in the marriage, but it also could mean just in the marriage being abandoned. It's a painful thing. And we have to go through the process of not letting that hurt us. But the thing is the longer you go without that connection in marriage, the more you'll associate it with pain. And once you begin associating a connection with pain, and the closer you try to get, the more uncomfortable you will feel. This discomfort, even in marriage, causes a distance between a husband and a wife. And it makes you resist the very thing you want. The very thing you want is that closeness and is that warmth. And often what happens in marriage is one spoils an intimate moment. You know, because of these type of fears. You know, I don't want to go there. It's too painful. But the idea basically is to avoid that. Sometimes we don't understand why we do this. When true love is there in a marriage, and it is there, you start second guessing. You start feeling numb, shutting down, becoming irritable, disconnecting from the one you truly love. Disconnecting when you really truly love. When two people fear connection and lack connecting skills, they find ways to avoid closeness, and that's very sad. You could have two strong-minded people all at war. They could threaten divorce or separation, and even if they stay married, these Cold War tactics like isolation, withdrawal, leading separate lives, and busy with only individual activity, all this is extremely, extremely sad. And we have to remove from ourselves these disconnecting behaviors to the best of our ability, as we'll discuss more, Bezras Hashem, the upcoming Shir. Bracha v'atzlacha.